Welcome to Nail It in 3, part of the How To series, brought to you by the coach and the collaborator. With millions of people suddenly having to work from home because of COVID-19, whilst some people are thriving, we are finding many are struggling with this new way of working. This episode focuses on one of our biggest challenges to overcome, that of procrastination.
Overcoming our challenges. There are six key areas to be aware of when overcoming our challenges. Number one, procrastination. Number two, distraction. Number three, fear of failure. Number four, lack of motivation. Number five, perfectionism. And number six, accountability. Let's look at one of these, procrastination. This is the I'll do it tomorrow approach, creating avoidance by having no urgency or importance to get something done. Some typical examples of these are not staying long enough on a task, or shifting your attention frequently from one task to another. Let's look at a real-life example. A young man was attending a friend's book writing course in London. He was there because he had an idea for writing a book, but felt he just didn't know how to go about it. The course explained the book writing process and laid out all the necessary steps needed to successfully write a book. At the end of the course, the young man was asked by his friend if he wanted to join the program to write his book. He said yes and would follow up tomorrow. That tomorrow never came, and 8 years would pass before he would meet his friend again at a business event, where he was asked, had he written his book? He sheepishly replied no. But in the meantime, his friend said he had helped over 200 individuals publish their own books and become successful authors. The not-so-young man realized that his procrastination had actually resulted in 8 wasted years. On the spot, he decided to join his friend's book writing program. Fast forward 10 weeks after making that decision, and he had completed his book, and 2 months later was launching his own book in London. I know this not-so-young man well, because it's me, and the book I wrote is Think It, Plan It, Do It Now, which you can buy on Amazon. Just think for a moment. This happened not because I didn't want to write the book, but because I took the approach that I would do it tomorrow and didn't really attach any importance to getting it done. Sadly, many of us are like this, so what can we do? We need to reframe procrastination from it being tough, boring, and painful to where we see and feel pleasure in the results it can bring. But how do we do this? We can do this in 4 ways. Number one, focus on your why. It's important to try and focus on why you are wanting to do the task in the first place and what the benefits of completing it will bring. Number two, break it down. When a task seems overbearing, procrastination often follows. So it's important to break the task into smaller and more manageable parts. By doing so, will help you feel less overwhelmed and more empowered. Number three, get started. To avoid procrastination in the first place, we need to take action. So the first thing is to actually get started on what you've set out to do. And finally, number four, get a partner. It's important to find someone who will you be accountable to. It could be a promise to your boss or partner that you will complete the task by a certain date. Having this accountability creates urgency, which allows procrastination to not take hold. Once you've completed these, you've nailed it.
Thank you for listening to the Coach of the Collaborators How-To series. To be kept informed of future podcasts, YouTube videos and webinars, just go to thecollaboratory.co.uk. and check out the new section. For those that register, you'll also be given access to some tools to help you with your working from home and support to thrive. Thank you.